August 4th, no divisions. Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I was taught as a young girl that, when studying a Bible passage, you always needed to know who wrote it, to whom it was written, and to always read all verses in context. This has helped me many times as I struggled with a particular reading to know what the scripture meant and how it applied to my life. It's quite clear that the Corinthian church was divided. They were arguing over who was baptized by whom. Can you imagine that? How often the local church divides over the unimportant things. Have you ever argued with a brother or sister in Christ over something that, in the end, really didn't matter? Like the color of carpet in the church building or arrangements of utensils in the church kitchen cabinets. Churches have split over much less. Silly? Yes. Sad? Absolutely. We need to keep our eyes focused on the cross of Calvary and the one who gave his life for all. You and I were not saved to divide the kingdom, but to build it. Ask God to help you know when you may be causing division in the body and to make you a builder of his kingdom.